23-year-old Volodymyr is training on a helicopter in western Ukraine that's older than he is, a Soviet-designed Mi-17.
This is a combat transport helicopter that we use for training rather than combat missions. It's quite a good machine because it's light and easy to use.
Despite being three decades old, this helicopter is newer than most of Ukraine's aging fleet. Many helicopters lack modern weapons or high-tech anti-missile systems. Pilots are often forced to fly perilously low to avoid detection or manually calculate their targets. Volodymyr says that when he flies in combat, he tries not to think about the risk.
There is fear, but only before the helicopter starts to launch. As soon as the rotor starts spinning, then everything disappears, and you understand what you're doing. Focus on the task, complete it, then there's no more fear.
When in combat, pilots fly up to 4 sorties a day.
What all these pilots have told us is that what the Ukrainian military really needs is not only more helicopters, but more modern ones.
We want more long-range and powerful weapons. It will save us time and allow us to operate at a greater distance. Flying newer helicopters will be easier too. The better the weapons, the less we are in danger.
The US has donated a Black Hawk, Britain 2 Sea Kings. Several other countries have promised or sent some helicopters to Kyiv. In the meantime, as the war on the ground grinds on, Ukraine's pilots make do with what they have and continue to defy the odds in the air. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Western Ukraine.
Still ahead here on Al Jazeera. Ancient culture revived. We'll be looking at the team working to recover.